In a world of mindless movie cliches, one podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
NBC, our new superstars. Great movie nights. Star-studded specials. And old favorites, all on NBC's new fall season. NBC, our new series.
Hello and welcome to the 2015 NBC fall preview of the VHS Rewind show. How are you? How are you, Chris?
All right. How are you? How about that Pope?
Hey there, Pope.
I just want to drag you into a political religious conversation.
You know what? I'm going to give you a 15-second diatribe.
Don't.
I don't know much about the Pope, but from what I can tell, this is a much more liberal, a lot more of an understanding, and people seem to really like him. So he seems very positive.
Except when he told his Catholic priests, hey, you handled those sex scandals well.
He didn't say that, did he?
He did.
Oh, no. Well, they did. You know what? Maybe they did. No, but it seems like a lot of people like what he's saying, and I'm not really sure what a pope is, but apparently he's a very important man. Every, 6 years or so, we get a new one, right?
My company has New York offices, and they were told you can work from home tomorrow since we appreciate that, you know, the Pope's visit is going to cause havoc.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I worked in New York. Yeah, really. I wish I didn't have to work here in Omaha.
Well, the and in an undisclosed area of Omaha. But, you know, I've never seen the city this protected. I have a friend who has, one of these, crazy, crazy apartments on, I guess, facing wherever he's driving in from. And I don't know, I'm not very good with the geography of Manhattan, but he has this beautiful, beautiful apartment and beautiful view. And he's just watching the whole car cave, whatever you call it. And he's showing a picture of a guy in the middle of the water, and he's got this huge rifle ready. I mean, I'll post the picture if you want to see it. It's crazy. He's like a huge rifle.
I mean, yeah, I would like to see that.
And his question was, if he fires this gun, do you think it's going to make the boat kind of recoil? Because it's kind of a small boat. It's like one of those kind of military inflatable things looking like.
Really?
Yeah, I'll post it on VHS Rewind just so you can check it out. But it's just, I've never seen the city this locked down. Even when Barack Obama comes, it is not this locked down.
Wow. Okay, I'm glad I'm not there.
Think about it. When Barack Obama flies in, they don't stop air traffic. We had no planes going over my house for a good half hour. Then all of a sudden there's one big plane I hear, and I see the American on the side. I'm like, hey, that's the Pope Mobile. and I waved, I said, hey there, Pope. And I don't know, it was just very strange. And even the mailboxes, they have a special lock on the mailboxes. Did you see this?
I did not see that, really?
Remember back in the 90s everyone was stealing cars and you would have the club?
Yes, yes.
It looks like a club for a mailbox.
Really?
Yeah, and it has a padlock on it. Very, very, I mean, for somebody seems to kind of hate it. I don't know. God bless him.
But anyway, on to more important.
Yes, the NBC 2015 fall preview.
Well, I'm just curious. I know some shows have started already. I'm just wondering if you watch The Muppets?
No, I wouldn't watch that.
I actually watched that with the kids, actually, and
what'd you think?
The kids the kids lost interest pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And the whole format.
Well, I like your kids. Your kids are smart.
The whole format of it, you know, putting the Muppets into a kind of like a
behind the scenes type.
You know, like a Modern Family kind of shtick and setting, and they're talking to the camera because they're being interviewed, and you know, I don't know, and then they have love lives. I'm just like, Fozzie's going out with a human hottie, you know. I'm just like, I'm surprised I'm letting my kids watch this.
Yeah, I mean,
I could be watching Cannibal Apocalypse or something,
or Cannibal Run 2 or something.
Or that too, yes.
But you know, I mean, your kids are smart. They big Star Wars fans, love them for it, and unapologetically, as well. They had no interest in this. Like they probably looked at it and like, they did. Okay, I get it.
There was just it was nothing. The jokes were really not for them. You know, the jokes weren't.
Who's the show for, you think?
I guess adults. I guess.
Maybe adults who don't have kids?
Yeah. I just don't think the situations are for kids. I don't think some of the jokes were for kids. A lot of the stuff wasn't even funny. Now, I was like, wow.
On that type of discussion, have you seen the new Bugs Bunny Wabbit?
I would never see any new Bugs Bunny anything.
But are you aware of it?
I haven't heard of it. I haven't heard of
this. If you could just do a quick Google search of Wabbit, okay? And it's a lot of people. I've not seen it. I do want to see it. It's done in the old style of Bugs Bunny. And it supposedly is very, very good, like inside humor. It's very faithful. Supposedly. So I just wanted, if you could look up a couple of the way it looks and everything. I don't know. I'm not really sure what to think of it. Maybe we can review it in the future.
All right. I will take a look for that after the show.
All right. So moving on to NBC. This website is the best at making me want to not use a computer. This is the worst website I have ever been on in relation to media.
The NBC website? Yes, so even awful. Worse, even worse than the CBS and the ABC? Hmm?
Well, for two reasons. One is, it's just a bunch of thumbnails to click.
Yes.
In the hope that you're going to find a video of the preview.
Yeah, I thought the simplicity of this would be like, oh, okay, everything's organized here. You click on one of the things and you got, oh, look, there's the cast and there's more about the show. And
no, it's a link to a page that says, that's another page, right? That tells you kind of like, hey, why don't you go to like Twitter and live tweet heroes now and hashtag heroes reborn. What are you talking about? I don't understand how inconsistent and who designs this and thinks, I have an idea. Blind spot, when I click on it, is going to look one way. And then when I go to, Emerald City, it's going to work completely different and we're not even going to have a preview of it. Even though it's on a page where it says trailers.
Yeah, I don't understand why some of these things, unless they're not coming soon.
No, they all of them verbatim say coming soon to NBC.
Coming soon.
Copy paste.
Well, except when they actually have dates, like this, the player that has a specific date. So I'm thinking that like something like Emerald City isn't on the schedule yet. I don't know how many episodes would have been filmed, but I don't know. It's just strange that this site has no trailer, like nothing.
And seemingly no interest. It's almost like NBC's headquarters. I mean, this is like NBC's headquarters, right? You want to know what's on NBC, you go to NBC.com, goddammit. And where am I? I'm at NBC.com, goddammit. And what am I getting? I'm going to go to a page, Emerald City, and I get a paragraph.
Yep.
I don't, it just says Maine, for one. It says Maine. It says who the executive producers are.
Nothing about the show or the cast.
Oh, like, how important. Not even... Yeah, there's no cast, just executive producer. And Sean executive Cassidy.
Sean Cassidy.
This is the most interesting thing so far about Emerald City is that Sean Cassidy's still working. No offense to Sean Cassidy.
What he looks like these days.
Yeah, he probably looks a lot like Rob Lowe.
He probably looks a lot better than Parker Stevenson. But anyway.
But I, yeah. So there was one show, though, I had no interest in. And then I saw a preview that was not even from NBC. It was on Sky One. It's another thing. I got to, you and I got to see a little teaser of You, Me, and the Apocalypse. And how did we find it? We searched for it on YouTube and found it on Sky One or whatever that is, some affiliate to NBC.
Yeah, was that a, is that a UK thing? Or I don't even know.
I think it's a UK channel. And what I'm amazed by with that is, why can't they just link it to the goddamn page? So yeah, NBC, huge company. I don't know. Maybe they're stuck in the whole fact that Donald Trump hates them now. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe Donald Trump was the person who updated the page.
Now, the cast of You Being the Apocalypse would make me think this is going to be one of their big shows, but it's right. Not on the schedule. That trailer that we eventually found was like 30 seconds that told us absolutely nothing. Yeah. I was just, wow, I was like really surprised that the lack of like push that this thing is getting.
I only learned about that show, about anything having to do with it. I don't think you saw it. It was You, Me, and the Apocalypse, First Look. And I hate these things. Do you know First Looks?
Too. I do, and some of them is what I watched for some of these shows. Like The Shades of Blue is the – it's exactly that. It's Jennifer Lopez talking about her role and everybody
–
all
you
these
know what like, I hate? I hate it's like, did you mean the Apocalypse First Look? And then you hear this immediately. Like, you know, like, cut. You know, it's like the guy with like the clapper and he has the running numbers and you see behind the scenes and – you go to a Stars in half makeup. I don't want to see this. Like, why are you ruining the show before I even know what the goddamn show's about? Goddamn yeah. Is my phrase of the day.
Yep.
The show looks pretty good when you find out what it's about. Jenna, I forgot her name.
You know Jenna Fisher, yeah.
I like her a lot. I think she's a good actress.
I never watched The Office, but yeah.
She plays a mother of a child who hacked into like some like FBI computer. So she takes his rap and goes to jail. So she's like in this weird role. So you know you're kind of like, and she's like a librarian. Rob Lowe plays, I think, a priest.
Yes.
The other people I really didn't get into.
Megan Mullally from Will and Grace.
Well, yeah, and she's like a Nazi of some sort. Like,
is she really?
A swastika like tattooed on her forehead. I don't know what to think about this show.
I don't know. Right.
It looks funny-ish.
It's a comedy drama according to the websites, but you know that again tells me nothing about how it's played or whether or not I want to see it.
Yeah.
Strangely, a lot of the trailers for the NBC show that I found on YouTube had a trailer for another Rob Lowe show that actually looks good. He's like in two shows and the other one is he's starring with Fred Savage. So, which is on Fox, which will be our next episode.
How ironic is it that Fox is advertising on an NBC preview?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to be able to review Fox and all of these other ones. I mean, we can give an honorable mention in a future review, but these episodes are killer.
Yeah, I was shocked. I thought, well, all these shows, one of them's got to be good.
And we get Entertainment Weekly in the house. So we got the fall preview about a week or two ago. And I'm looking through and I'm like, I don't care about anything. Like, whenever you hear about, like, Heroes Reborn, I'm going to touch upon.
All right, I got to right there, superheroes. I don't care about superheroes.
What about Supergirl?
But that's more like because of my lascivious nature. Like I'm just picturing that chick in my house in her Supergirl outfit. Okay,
and she's cute,
and she's really cute. And like this show,
I never watched Heroes. Did you ever watch it?
I didn't. And Supergirl looked fun and entertaining, and you know, like I say, the girl was kind of playing the Clark Kentish goofiness. Okay. Here, it's like this self-serious thing that I'm just,
seriousness to some of these superhero shows, and I'm going to give a jab to something you love, but I'm not meaning it bad.
Against me.
Yeah. They take a certain seriousness with sci-fi and with superhero shows that was probably first introduced in Star Trek. And it's kind of corny now. Back then, it was campy on some level. Now it's just kind of, all right, it's so melodramatic. And when you crack a joke, it's so hilarious. But it's really not a funny joke. These shows are just kind of drawn out and kind of depressing very often. Heroes was described at towards the end of the trailer. Or, I'm sorry, first look. As it's like Heroes on steroids. And when I hear anything on steroids, I run.
Yep.
You know what? You remember they remade Psycho with Vince Vaughn?
Ugh.
It was like Psycho on steroids.
Yeah.
It should never have been remade. And they also go, well, we're rebooting Heroes. Like, didn't it just go off the air a few years ago?
Yeah.
What do you mean rebooting? It wasn't
very long ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I have sweatpants that are older than this show. I'm just not really sure how I feel about that. I'm not sure if it will do well or not.
I don't know. I mean, I am superheroed out, and
I think everyone is. With Star Wars coming, we're gonna get really like sci-fied out.
The cast is nobody I know. I don't know who Robbie Kay is. I don't know who Zach Levy is. I don't know these people.
Yeah.
And nobody jumped out at me during the trailer that I saw. So maybe I wasn't the target audience for this, but I'm just like, I have no interest in this show. And the trailer didn't sell me either. It just seemed to be exactly what I think it is. Yeah. And I don't want that.
Now, moving on to a little bit of a lighter part of the collection of shows that were.
Let's see if it'll be my favorite.
Let me see if I can figure out which one will be your favorite. I hope it's not Crowded. Is it Crowded?
Here's the thing with that Crowded trailer. I don't know if you eventually found
it. It was a minute long.
It was a minute long, and it had a laugh track. I don't know if you noticed that. It was a really bad laugh track.
It was such a low-budget pilot. It looks like somebody went in my garage and just built a set real quick. It looks so bad.
It looks bad, but you know why I'm rooting for it? This is not my... I'm quote-unquote favorite show, but if I'm rooting for it at all, it's for Stacey Keach, who, you know, he's doing that grumpy old dad role.
It's funny because I kept thinking that was Kelsey Grammer in the picture. He looks just like Kelsey Grammer.
Dude, bite your tongue.
But look, if you look at the Crowded cover, Kelsey Grammer.
He's doing the Larry Fishburne role from Blackish. Stacy Keach is doing that here. That's what he's doing. And, you know, I like Stacy Keach. I'm a big fan of his work from the 70s when he was like
Cheech and Chong.
He
was funny in that. I'm not. No, you know what's interesting about him? I always thought he looked like such a serious actor, but he had a great sense of humor about himself. Yep. And I always liked Stacy Keach. I'll be honest. He's one of these guys who I feel like could have been a really, really big star, but he was a pretty big star, but he was never a huge star. But he could have been.
You know, but the whole premise of the show where the kids leave for college and the parents think they're, oh, look, darling, we have the house to ourselves now. Isn't that great? And then the kids move back.
It's a tired thing.
Yeah, really. That is like so...
You know what's not tired? And I could probably watch this show every day of my life. Hot and Bothered. With Eva Longoria.
Well, you know what? I thought that trailer looked, people are going to say Eva Longoria, what? But it looked okay.
It looked good.
I liked the setting. Higher quality. I liked the idea that, it's, you know, behind the scenes of a soap opera. I kind of liked it.
Right. And it's also a,
like
a television type of thing.
I'm not saying Eva Longoria is any better a comedian than she is an actress from Desperate Housewives, but you know, I might give that a one episode try, and now, if I like it,
if you do watch it, I'm going to predict at least 5 times you're going to drop the same joke, which is that she doesn't speak.
They did
Spanish.
It in the trailer.
Too many times. It was like 3 times they mentioned it. It's a one-trick pony joke. It doesn't need to come up every single time. So that was a weird... I'll admit it. I thought it was a cute trailer, but I was comparing it to stuff that was pretty awful.
Well, so let's go to the other sitcom-y thing. Truth Be Told. I'm kind of curious what you thought of that one.
Truth Be Told.
That's the one with the Saved by the Bell guy. What is his name? Mark Paul Gosselaar?
Oh, wait. This is the one I could not get the trailer to work.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a thing. It says watch the trailer, and then it just doesn't work for me.
You know, if I use that excuse on you, you would...
Hey, I'll play it right now. Do you want me to play it live?
Yeah, because, I mean, just the whole... set up here, okay, two guys and it's a comedy, but just the premise here of, I guess this is one episode where the babysitter, did I see her in a porn movie? Like, oh my God.
All right, let's take a look at it. I'm going to play it off my iPhone.
This is what killed TV.
All right, are you ready? Loading. Loading. Told you. Oh. I'll make it a little louder.
Excuse me. This is his car. You assumed it was mine because you don't think a black man can afford a fancy automobile.
Well, actually, I thought it was yours because there's a John Mayer CD playing.
Yeah, that's my CD.
We done here, Reverend Sharpton?
We are.
Laugh track.
Thank you, Lord, for this food and our friends. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How do you score Jason tickets anyway?
I asked Marcus.
What? Marcus? Who's Marcus?
Marcus and I kind of went out for a while.
You dated for 2 years.
On and off.
You lived together.
We didn't live together. I had my own apartment.
You're talking to me, not your dad.
Emma?
You guys gotta find a babysitter.
We're interviewing her in like 20 minutes.
Hi, I'm Kimberly.
What's the problem?
She's hot.
Don't you just love how soft these are?
The first rule of marriage is the best boobs in the house should belong to...
Tracy, hey Tracy, Tracy's here.
Wait, I just want to point out that laugh track is really bad.
Yep,
it's almost like somebody is playing it from a boombox.
And it's just as bad as the Crowded trailer.
Isn't that how bad it's mixed, though?
What are you guys talking about?
Marriage and just how great it is.
Liar. What are you really talking about?
You know, she's kind of...
delicious? Totally.
Were you planning on sleeping with her?
Of course not.
Mitch, you're adorable. I mean, you pose no physical threat to women. Hire her.
I realize why Kimberly looks familiar. Your babysitter does porn.
What?
Pizza delivery, really? $10 says when he opens up that pizza box, there's going to be a... That's her.
Is it? What is she playing, pleasure or pain? It's like she's sneezing while getting her finger slammed in a car door.
We get it, guys. She's a hot babysitter. Move on.
And I left money in case you want to have pizza delivered.
Oh, my God.
Our sitter does porn.
Did somebody order pizza?
Yep. No, it's her. That. She's totally got Kimberly's. What are you guys doing?
Oh,
hey, pumpkin.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? I can't remember the name of the show. All of a sudden, it was another NBC show, and it was about guys who just all went to work together in the same car. Carpooling. Do you remember the show a few years ago?
I don't. Did it last more than the season?
I don't think so. I'm looking it up right now. But it had a couple people of notary in it. Carpoolers. Talking about... dun, 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 dun. Jerry O'Connell was in it. That's about it, probably. The only name I kind of recognize here is Jerry O'Connell. And that's not much of a name.
No.
I'm a little bit more. So, yeah, I wouldn't watch that.
Absolutely not. So I actually watched a little bit of the Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris.
Mm-hmm.
That actually premiered, actually, I think last week. But I caught.
I skipped the reality stuff. You know, like that kind of stuff.
Now, if I did that, you would have connection.
No, we're reviewing shows, not game shows.
Well, it's a new show.
Eh.
Neil Patrick Harris, he's a name. Anyway, couldn't get through it. It was just the humor didn't work for me, and you know, it's supposedly this live show, and I just couldn't get past the opening jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really fell flat for me. And, you know, Neil Patrick, God bless him.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that's going to work. I just can't imagine.
Yeah, it's a game show. I mean, I don't like game shows. I don't like work. The whole reality show thing with celebrities involved is kind of silly to me.
There was another reality show, too. First Dates that did not have a trailer.
Is that for Superstore, isn't it? Or what is Superstore?
I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't find anything. Couldn't find anything for it.
Let me see.
Who's even in this show? Oh, the chick from Ugly Betty.
Are you talking about Little Big Shots? That's a reality show.
Oh, Ben Feldman is in it. Oh.
We crush little kids' dreams.
It's from the producers of The Office.
Huh. Superstore?
Yeah.
Superstore?
I don't know anybody else in that show.
Now, if you look at the cover, the promo picture of the player, doesn't look like an Atari type of cartridge game.
Yes.
It's got the roulette table. You got the gambler, the guy with the gun. It really looks like a video game box.
You know, nothing surprised me more about this show than the fact that Wesley Snipes is in it. Back from, I guess he's out of prison now.
No more vampire movies, I guess.
And I have never been the biggest Wesley Snipes fan. In fact, I really despise him.
Really?
Because, you know, in all of his action movies, you know, I know the lead in an action flick has to be the badass and don't take no shit from anybody. But Wesley always took it up too high. The notch went off. It went off the scale.
Okay.
And him and his karate, which he does here in the trailer, you see there's a second where he is doing the karate again. And I'm like, Wesley, you're not too cool for school.
The player looks awful. It looks just like...
This trailer was full of so much flashing and quick editing, I really was going to have an epileptic seizure.
But you know, it looked
watching
cheap.
This thing.
The reason why they're doing that is because the scenes are so completely shitty, cheap. I have no interest. It almost looks like it was just filmed on rooftops and fire escapes.
You know, another show about Las Vegas. Do we really need that?
Well, as far as I know, it starts in 16 minutes.
And, you know, I had trouble based on the trailer piecing together.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's about.
What Wesley Snipes was hiring this guy to do. You know, it helps to go on the website where he's helping wealthy people bet that this guy, the white guy of the show, who's from some cable show that I never heard of, to stop other crimes. So what kind of stupid premise is that?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not happy with, I won't watch this. No interest.
Again, this is stuff that, this is why people are going to cable.
Now, what about Blind Spot? Awful.
This is one of those mystery shows that will never ever resolve itself.
But it's also a mystery show that if, God forbid, you miss an episode, it's over. It's like Lost.
DVR it.
No, I know, but it's so stupid. It's like, do you know this woman? I've never seen her before. Why is her name tattooed on her back?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, maybe you should have, I don't know, let me know that ahead of time before I answer the question.
You know, it's like, I'm still not sure what that's all about. Like, how could all these, how it's going to resolve it, how it's going to play out, I don't really care. And again, nobody on this show has that special something that would bring me into it. You know, I like the chick's haircut, actually.
Oh, yeah. The girl's cute.
I wish I could have my daughter skip that haircut.
And dye it black.
No, it doesn't have to be dyed black. I'm just kidding. Get that cut. And wear a tank top that looks like that.
Oh, my God. And get tattoos. You know what's interesting? These shows are so long. I mean, so short. I mean, it's 42 minutes long. That means it's 18 minutes of commercials.
Right. Yep.
That is obscene.
I've never heard of anybody in this cast. Maybe Marianne Jean Baptiste. I've seen her in a movie or two. But everybody else on the show, I've never, ever seen. And never will again.
No.
Because the show is horrendous. And then there's Chicago Med, which is part of, what is that guy's name? The producer, Dick Wolf. He's got Chicago Fire. He's got Chicago PD, which
The problem
my wife
I have
watches.
With this, it's like watching all the other shows. It has the same cast.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure that's just the crossover.
Well, it's like Law & Order and ER and all these people I've seen somewhere before in Scrubs.
But, you know, the trailer I saw where the guy takes out a grenade in the hospital emergency room and blows everybody. You know, I'm just like, I don't need that kind of want to watch that. I don't want to watch it.
One thing I noticed when I was dozing off while watching that trailer was how when they did show the hospital, at least, it was brightly lit. Unlike Grey's Anatomy, for instance, where it's like, hey, can you dim the lights? I'm going to do brain surgery. it's like mood lighting or something. You know what? Let's do surgery by candlelight. But yeah, with Chicago Med, it looked like a real hospital, at least.
And then there's another medical show, Heartbreaker, which, you know, it's got some of the same stuff that we saw. What was
this
the other
one? I totally didn't. I missed this one. I'm sorry.
If I did that to you, you would be having a conniption right now.
Is Melissa George in it? I mean, are we
right? And she's the reason.
Let me guess. Can I guess what the show's about without knowing what it's about? I'm going to tell you what it is. Operating on her own terms. She's recently divorced, or she is coming out of a major relationship. Right. She was probably a nurse who went back to school. And now she's like a crazy surgeon, and she's working with some guy who wants to take her to the next level of a relationship, but she's not ready.
You just got all of that from just the pictures that are on the website.
I did. That's it. She probably kills somebody in the first episode. That's what I'm going to guess.
Just like, in, again, we had a medical show on our last episode with CBS, and it's the same shtick, and the only reason I would watch this show is for Melissa George.
Oh, you know what? Maybe the show's not so bad. Based on the real life and achievements of Dr. Kathy Magliotto. So it's based on real life stuff. So
yeah, I'm sure it's been heavily televisionized.
Dude, it says it.
Except to go, to go by that trailer, it's been heavily televisionized, and it's got D.L. Hewley in it, and Jamie Kennedy. There you go.
And Joshua Leonard, whoever that is, he does. Can he read? Who's J. Lewis Mills?
He looks like never heard him.
I think he's a dead eye.
He looks. Yes, I thought he was a zombie. Actually,
that'd be awesome. It's like at the end of the episode, it's like, you know, zombie outbreak.
You know, but she's got to operate on somebody, and oh, we're gonna put one heart on top of the other, and they're gonna
Be
together.
That's why I didn't see the video, because there's no video.
You have to look for that one. That's another one I had to go look for.
Should I play it as the I don't want to talk about any more of these shows. Well, there's one.
Well,
more.
Shades of Blue, starring. Now here's another one. Like, why don't you have anything on this website?
No. I found nothing about Shades of Blue except I found people talking about it on another show.
Yeah, one of those. Have the cast come out and talk about their characters and motivations.
Can I guess what it's about?
And that trailer is actually kind of funny. In that the way they're all so serious about the show and the moral dilemmas, and we each have our own morality. And the funniest person who's taken himself way too seriously is Ray Liotta in a TV show. That's incredible.
Yeah, Ray Liotta.
This website for the show is so lacking. Some of the cast members don't even have photos. Only the main Ray Liotta, Jennifer Lopez, and Drea Di Matteo.
Like, where did she come from? And Ray Liotta, it's like, oh my God.
Really? And just again, to hear him talk during the trailer, it's just pretty funny. Yeah, if you want to play it.
I couldn't find it. I mean, so you're saying it's out there.
If you go Shades of Blue Lopez YouTube. It's got pedigree in that it's from executive producer Barry Levinson. You know, he's a big hot shot.
Selena Gomez, 50 Shades of Blue.
No.
Oh, wait, here we got something. All right.
Good people do questionable things.
What? Good people do. I've had enough.
All right, PC here.
No, she talks like on her nose, like that.
She's Jenny from the Bronx.
I like Jennifer Lopez, and I think she's a halfway decent actress. For
what?
For a singer, she's a good musician. That being said, did you ever see the movie Enough?
No.
It's fun to watch.
Oh my God, I'm never going to let you forget you said that.
I own the movie. Autographed. No, not autographed. I wish.
There we go. All the time.
I do what needs to be done. Don't make any judgments unless you've been in my shoes.
Not take me to jail. I always wanted to be a gangster.
Right. He does it. He does this throughout the whole trailer.
Nothing's ever black and white. There's tons of shades in between.
Wow, Drea Matteo looks terrible. The cigarette's really caught up to her.
Out.
We know that certain things are wrong, but in certain situations, doing the wrong thing is the right thing. It's about that internal struggle that every single person has.
You all start out wanting to do good, and you just have to make decisions and choices based on what situation you're in.
Jennifer's character Harley says it best. We don't start out wanting to deceive people or wanting to walk down the wrong road, but sometimes life happens. Sometimes it's about survival.
The love that she has for her daughter is what keeps her feet on the ground and doesn't let her get so lost in the world that she can't ever find her way back to something real and good.
My character, Wozniak, would protect Harley probably above his wife.
It's a group of people that stick together through thick and thin.
There's a lot of gray areas. Morality is different for everybody.
We all struggle with what's right and what's wrong, and how far do we go for the people that we love.
I'm excited about this cast. I'm excited about the people behind it.
It's a great script, an unbelievable director, Barry Levinson, and the actors are really good in this piece.
To me, all the best roles are always somebody who's, you know, morally challenged in some way, riding both sides of the fence all the time.
I don't do bad things. I'm a cop. I just get the bad guys.
Wait, I'm going to play a Ray Liotta piece from Copland, if you don't mind. We're going to see how much he's evolved over the past. I don't know. When did Copland come out?
In the 90s. Jesus. Yeah,
maybe. Here we go.
Leading, and you got to get there. But there's lights, right? All over the city, red lights.
You go through the red lights.
Sure, you fire up the roof, you wail, you go through the red lights, but that's slow. Freddy fighting your way through traffic. The goal is perpetual motion. You want greens. But how do you ensure the greens? You can't. As in life, in traffic. So what you do is you leave yourself an out. At every corner, you leave yourself an alternative. You move diagonal. You turn the wheel when you hit a red light. But you don't drive down Broadway to get to Broadway. If you move diagonal, you're going to get perpetual motion.
He's out of his mind.
What is? What does that even mean?
He's... You've seen Copland, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think also, I mean, I saw it maybe 2 years ago. It really holds up. I think it's a very good movie. He's really, at this point, really high on coke in the movie. And he's basically trying to get this Stallone character to get out of his shell a little bit, to think outside the box. So if he wants to bring down all the cops, he can't just go right to them. He's going to have to go, you know, and zigzag and kind of get around them. And that ends up being the way the movie ends. If you spoiler alert. But I always liked that movie. It was a good movie. But I thought that was going to be a little bit more ragged, but it wasn't. That's all right.
Well, Ray's looking ragged in this thing.
When you don't have a picture on Facebook, you get a silhouette, right?
Yep.
And that's what they have on NBC for the missing characters.
It's just like, I mean, some of these names must be made up. What was that one I saw?
Captain Fluker?
Yeah. Deo Okinawa. You know, it's...
Now, if I go and look up Hampton Fluker on IMDb, I get a great photograph of the guy. It's a professional headshot.
But NBC will not put his face on here. Why?
I don't know.
That's too funny.
I'm telling you, I genuinely think that for extra money, Donald Trump was the guy who updated the website. And because since he's been running for... The same thing with all of these people. They all have professional headshots that can be put in. And also, so far, two of them are African-American. So, I mean, what is this?
There was one other show that we didn't talk about called Game of Silence. Another drama, and it's these kids who...
Wait, what about First Date? Did we talk about...
Well, that's a reality show. So you said no real... You said
yeah,
no.
I don't know what it was.
And Little Big Shots there with Steve Harvey.
Yeah, that looks terrible.
I couldn't... Is that... That must be a reality show, too.
Yeah.
Because it's showcasing the nation's most extraordinary, talented, and quirky, fun kids.
I'm going to crush kids' dreams because, like, he doesn't juggle so great.
Wait, maybe I can get my kids on there. Yeah, I got to look into that.
Don't do that, too.
Game of Silence, you know, again, the trailer didn't jump out at me. The whole premise, I know something happens to a bunch of kids, a group of friends of kids.
Well, here, I mean, the write-up is really selling it all day long.
Carol Mendeson, that's really short.
Carol Mendeson, executive producer and architect of CSI Phenomenon, presents a gripping new drama about a successful Atlanta attorney. It's like, what? No thanks. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just not interesting to me.
It is not. And again, you know, the cast is just like, wahoo. They don't. It's not just that they're not known or very well known. I've seen one of them before in something else. It's just that they're bland. You know, they just don't pop off the screen.
I've seen better heads on boils.
A budum bum ching.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. I don't care. This doesn't interest me.
So out of all of these shows, there's one that I'm like, maybe going to watch one episode of to see how it is.
The Apocalypse.
Maybe two.
Well, you know what? If Superstore can turn into something.
I doubt it with Ugly Betty. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's America Ferrera. Yeah, I don't like her.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What is that in the background?
I'm sorry, my TV just popped up.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I do like the writers of The Office. I like their format, but it does get a little bit stale after a while.
Oh, wait, the Wesley Snipes thing is on. I guess I'll take it.
Yeah, it just went on right now, right?
Oh, wait, Two Broke Girls is on. Sorry. Check out my Kat Dennings.
I never saw an episode, actually.
I don't listen to it. I just watch Kat Dennings.
She has a great look.
She is beautiful.
So, yeah, Yumi and the Apocalypse could, if they could find a way to make it that it's halfway interesting, but I don't know. It's hard to say.
And again, a lot of these shows coming soon, but no firm dates. So I don't know when I'm going to see Crowded.
Now, let me ask you, when you were a kid, you know, we talk about this every once in a while. Fall preview. I mean, 90% of those shows would start no later than the second week in September, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact, September 11th usually marked the week where everything's launched. It's done. You're there. The Emerald Show was supposed to launch on 9/11, 2001. It never got aired.
Oh.
Or it might have gotten aired, but, it flopped. it's almost like the disruption from 14 years ago really screwed it up. I mean, it's almost October. One more week, it's October.
Yeah, and like I say, some of these shows, even on the other channels, don't start until the end of October.
And also, fall was officially begun yesterday.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So I kind of can forgive it a little bit, but I don't see a lot of shows that I'm excited about. I don't really see any shows I'm that excited about.
Supergirl, come on. We talked about that.
You know, I still didn't set it on my TiVo.
Damn.
I know. I'm awful.
Nothing on NBC. I don't know who's first in the ratings. I used to follow that too, but more than I did like baseball scores or RBIs or ERAs.
Well, it's so different now though.
I was more into TV ratings and who's on top now. Is NBC have more shows in the top 10 and et cetera. But I even lost track of all that.
Well, was it the Emmys that was just on?
Oh, I turned that off after, I don't care.
But it used to be such a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just don't care anymore. I know Lady Gaga is going to be on show, American Horror Story.
Oh, American Horror Story, right.
Which I think started very strong, can't talk. In the first season, and then by the second season, you're like, what are you doing? What is this? And then all of a sudden, the guy from Maroon 5 is in an episode, and you're like, I don't want to watch this. And I don't know who watches that show. I don't know who it appeals to from the creators of Glee. Who wants to watch a horror movie from the creators of Glee?
Oh, that was the other thing I started to watch, but I didn't get through it because the kids wouldn't go to sleep. So the Scream Queens was another, it's on Fox, also by the creators of Glee.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
While we're talking about Fox, I'm just going to hit up the Fox website. Just do some honorable mentions, at least. The site is so much nicer.
Wait, let me get there.
All right.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Really? That's...
You can actually download the fall schedule. It's categorized.
I cannot possibly talk about any of these shows. I don't know what they are.
There's a show called Boom. Bordertown, new animation. Bullseye, no interest. Grandfathered with
Frankenstein Stamos. Code. Is that who that is?
Yeah, that's Stamos in the middle of Grandfathered.
Oh, Jesus.
No, Stamos. And The Grinder. That's the thing you were talking about.
Yes, yes, that's it.
I could see Rob Lowe and Stamos being in kind of like a two divorced dad type thing. I don't know.
Matt Dillon is in a TV show? Get the hell.
That Canadian guy is in the show Home Free.
Who was that?
Holmes on Holmes guy, I think. Did you ever see that show?
I did not.
His last name is Holmes, Holmes. And he would just, he's a builder. So I guess what he would do is go and he's like, I don't know who built this piece of crap.
Good Lord.
Our biggest nightmare is now that we own houses, right? I changed an outlet yesterday. I added in a fader, like a touch sensitive fader.
Should you be doing that?
I looked it up on YouTube. I went and bought a meter and I turned off all the power, connected it, and it worked beautiful. I'm so happy. Oof. Scream Queens has the girl from 48 Hours. No, what was that Eddie Murphy movie?
Oh, my thing quit, so I have to go.
But you know what they have? I mean, this is so much better. They have GIFs. Do you see this?
I'm getting there. My computer crashed.
Well, what you do with Fox, like I click on any of these. You have also a Matt Dillon TV show.
Right. I can't believe Matt Dillon is doing a TV show. And that's when my computer quit.
The show looks pretty good, actually. I like the actress. I forget her name. She's in it.
Let me get there.
You know, we should have added in Fox.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We should do one more episode that's miscellaneous.
No, we have to move on to Halloween stuff.
We got one more week.
We're doing a Fox right now.
But we haven't watched any of the episodes.
I'm not going to watch them. Who has time for this? You could do it. Do it on your own. But they do have show trailers. You know what? This isn't a great website, but it's a lot better.
Oh, it looks like he's playing a cop.
Who?
Wait, this website is terrible. There's like nothing. Like,
but it's better than the other one. At least they're round.
Ugh.
And when you roll over, there's a zooms in.
That is terrible. That is the most ridiculous thing.
I'm going to play the Grindr preview and maybe the Grandfathered, and that's going to finish us out for the fall 2015 season. All right, let's see if it actually loads.
Minority Report? Oh, my God.
Hopefully it doesn't blast because it's not giving me full
volume. I want him on that stand. I don't care what it takes.
Find him!
After 8 seasons, the Grindr series finale begins now.
Uncle Dean, it's so cool watching you, like, watch the show and stuff.
That doesn't make him a killer.
He's mouthing the freaking words.
You might recognize Dean
did
from
you see this
the
preview?
Grindr.
I did, yes.
Grindr. Are you Grindr?
I was. Once upon a time.
What are you looking at? What's up there?
You just get upset every time he comes into town because, you know, he's the star and it makes you feel like, you know, a side character.
Oh, hey, Stu. Hi. What's going on in my office?
Your brother's telling war stories. Come on in. Sit on the floor.
In 8 years on a show, he knows a lot of legal words, but he doesn't know what they mean.
The grinder never settles. He never settles.
Not in his name.
You know what Fred Savage sounds like?
Who?
Oswald.
Oswald?
The cartoon.
I don't know who that is. He is Oswald. I did not know that.
Yeah, he created it. That's where he like made all this money, I think. I think it's called Oswald.
What is even happening right now? I know what they mean. I just don't know how to say them so good.
Your Honor, my client Victor Ramirez has resided at 887 Oak for 9 years. On June 5th, landlord Albert T. Krantz attempted to raise monthly rent to $750, violating Section 2-9.
All right, this looks funny, but what do you think? Do you think you'd watch that?
Yeah, I would watch that, and I think it will be a hit.
But yeah, he does the voice of Oswald the Octopus. On, you know, Nick Jr. or whatever it's called this week. Should I play Grandfathered?
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't watched this. Stamos. I mean, I like Stamos.
All right, let's see how bad this is.
All right. How amazing. God, you have to click. It's like loads and it says click play now. I don't know what it's doing. It's loading stuff. It's asking me to click and share sound bites from my favorite Fox characters.
Well, I guess we're not going to hear that one.
I'm not really sure. I have to download posters or something. Yeah. All right. I mean,
screw it.
All of a sudden, I'm on like Stamos's Instagram. He lives a pretty amazing life. I love Stamos. Mm-hmm.
I think he just got out of rehab, didn't he?
Oh, yeah? For what?
I think alcohol. I'm pretty sure.
All right, wait. I got the trailer working. Any minute now. 4 minute trailer.
There you are, little gray bastard.
Jimmy is a man who has it all. A thriving restaurant.
Cindy, it's pronounced carpaccio, not crappuccino.
Adoring women.
How's it feel to be the prettiest girl in the room?
And nothing holding him down.
Don't get me wrong, I love my life, but I'd give it all up just like that for a family.
I'm sorry, we don't allow children.
But all that is about to change.
Play Happy Pop.
Hi.
Kid, we're close.
My mom is Sarah Kingsley. You dated for a while in 1989. I'm your son. Mrs. Edie, your granddaughter.
Congratulations.
I mean, sure, I have always wanted a family, but have I?
This weird kid and his baby show up and ask me in the realest possible way, do I want a family? Well, my answer, very honestly, is I have no idea. Sounds like you need some time to process this.
Wait.
All right, it looks cute, I guess. I can't get through another 3 minutes of that, but...
At least it doesn't have a laugh track.
Yeah, you know what? It's a real big plus when there's no laugh track, isn't it? Unless it's a live studio audience. Which I don't think anyone has now, right?
What? A live studio audience?
Right.
I don't think so. I don't know.
What about Saturday Night Live?
But they don't laugh, so I don't know they're there.
Well, they're not funny.
Exactly.
All right, well, I think that's it for our 2015 three-parter. I know you want to do more of this, but I don't know. I see nothing of interest.
Like the Evil Dead TV show that's coming on with
why don't we cover specific shows then?
Should do that for Halloween anyway.
Yeah, why don't we cover the best of then?
Okay.
But out of all of these shows that we talked about, which ones do you think will come back, if any?
On NBC or?
Both, NBC or the other one.
Let's see. Like I say, Supergirl always going to be the top choice for me. I got to refresh my memory on.
No, I don't mean like from the other networks. I mean from NBC and Fox.
Oh, okay. So NBC.
I think Heroes will last a couple seasons just because it has a following. if you and me in the apocalypse can actually get a story together, I think there's potential because the cast is so good. I don't see Crowded lasting. That's it.
I don't think any of them are really going to last. Maybe Hot and Bothered. Maybe.
No.
You think? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And nothing else.
Yeah, and nothing else.
It's nothing else. The player, you know, I don't even think time slots matters anymore. I don't think it matters anymore.
I don't get it. They're, like, nobody's creating the simple sitcom.
Well, they are. It's just that they're horrible.
They're not the simple. Which one's a simple sitcom? Truth Be
Crowded,
Told?
Crowded, Truth Be Told.
No, but they're so complex and they're so... Well, you know what? You're right. Crowded is a simple premise.
But deals, you know, with what you family, need? Family issues. You got Blackish. You got.
I always point to it. Everybody Loves Raymond and King of Queens. You need to get a couple that are on some level endearing. Everyone or Everybody Loves Raymond. For whatever reason, I always found the show to be depressing because I felt like the couple, the wife and the husband, hated each other. While in King of Queens, they really seemed to get along. Like they're like best friends too. But there doesn't seem to be that type of chemistry here anywhere.
Except for Stacey Keach, but,
yeah, I like Stacey Keach. Maybe I could be wrong. I mean, I've been wrong before.
It's a shame. It's not going to survive, but, I'll root for it for Stacey.
I also predict that Blackish will not return next season.
Get this will be the last. Hell out of
this
here.
Will be the end of Blackish because
it's
Uncle
got
Buck,
the Bottom family lead.
Uncle Buck is kicking it right out of the field. He's gonna kick that puck right out of the park.
You're on crack.
All right, man. So thank you for getting together, Christopher.
All right, I will see you for our Halloween extravaganzas.
I don't know what that was. All right, man. I'll talk to you next time.
Ciao.